foul on Idey, and Brunt takes it diagonally towards Dawson, who's well forward. It's headed away by Yoshida, and he's first. Berrino buries it after 70 seconds in the top corner of the net. What a start for West Bromwich Albion. 1 minute and 10 seconds on the watch as Dawson challenged for the Brunt free kick. And on the volley, Saido Berrino found the top corner. Albion 1, Southampton 0. Brilliant opening to the game. Berrino 17th of the season.
What a goal. Now, it was a wonderful goal. You know, Saido had an injection before the game to play. And when I played, you know, used to have tablets. And John Kirk, the physio at Bournemouth, used to say they were for heading, tackling and passing. Well, technology's gone on. Saido's had an injection today to score great goals. And, let's hope it continues.
Well, thank you for that stroll down memory lane, Tony. But could you assess technically that goal from 15 yards with the left foot?
No, he's got tremendous talent, you know, without a question of a doubt. The problem with Saido is that sometimes he's a little bit misguided. So, you know, he needs to be put on a straight and narrow. And, the players at the football club now, I think he's bought into what we're trying to do, what we're trying to achieve. And he's the icing on the cake. He's the one that can do things like that can win you games. And if you have a look at his running stats and his work rate now compared to when we first came in, and it's almost double.
Berrino and Brown Idey both limped off. Is there a problem for
them? It's a problem for us because exactly. We've got no one left. So we'll have to see. They're all in tomorrow, so we'll see what they're like tomorrow.
In a week's time, you know, they could be putting the bunting out around West Brom.
Pat, don't say nothing, please.
You're terrified about it taking games
to come, aren't you? It's very, very important that we got 30 points. We'll most probably need 38, 40 points to stay up this year. So we're still three wins away, and this league is such a relentless league, Pat, that as soon as you start thinking you've achieved something, you know, it can turn around and kick you at the backside, so we mustn't do that.
How about the clean sheets? 7 out of the last 10?
Yeah, they it shows that they're working as a team. This ain't just about Ben Foster or the back four or, you know, anybody. This is about the team, and everybody in the team is working really hard to make sure that we get the clean sheets we need.
It was a big win. Was that the biggest win so far in your period?
No, the biggest win, well, when we get to 39, 40 points, Pat, you come and ask me then and I'll give you that answer.
You defended really well today, Tony, as you say, as a team, didn't you?
No, we did, and that's been a secret for us in lots of respects. And it's really, really pleasing that the players who've worked hard again today, worked so hard, have got the result that we all wanted.
And Claudio Jakob, in front of the back four, works especially hard, doesn't he? I mean, he's your sort of player.
Well, he's a little bit of glue that keeps everything together, and you need two or three of them in your team.
And Victor Anichebe, was he anywhere near playing today?
Well, you know, we're hoping that he'll come to the party in the next couple of days or week, because we need him.
Yeah. And it is a worry about Brown and Saido at this stage.
Massive worry, yeah, massive worry.